Well, as we've reported this morning, Labor and the Greens are highly critical of Malcolm Turnbull's decision this week as Prime Minister to hand responsibility of water policy back to the National Party. They claim the move to combine water and agriculture portfolios will have an adverse impact on Australia's water resources. The new PM, however, rejected those concerns in Question Time.
The sustainable management of the Murray-Darling Basin is one of the greatest achievements of the Howard government. It was nearly wrecked by the Labor Party in government, fortunately survived, and is now back in good hands. We care about water. We know about water. We know the best environmentalists in Australia, the ones that understand the water and the country better than anyone, are Australia's farmers.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking yesterday. Well, Peter Kosier is the director of the Wentworth Group of Concerned Scientists, one of the original members of the group that worked with the Howard government to bring about major water reform. Peter Kosier, welcome back to Breakfast.
Yes, good morning, Fran.
We heard the Prime Minister there defending the shift of water policy out of the environmental portfolio, saying it's perfectly reasonable, feasible and remarkable. We know about water, we care about water. Do you agree with this change, and is it unremarkable for water policy to be returned to Agriculture Department?
Friend, I'd rather focus not on the negative, but why don't we pick up what Malcolm Turnbull was saying, not yesterday in Parliament, but the day before, and see these changes as an opportunity. He is right that the National Water Initiative was one of the great legacies of the Howard government, and he is right that the implementation of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan has been a debacle. What it has done, it has frightened people, it has wasted enormous sums of money, and it still won't deliver a healthy river. So to me, the opportunity is to honour that great legacy of the Howard government and put national water reform back on the rails. Who does that and how does that is really a secondary issue to us.
Well, we were speaking to the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, before 7 o'clock. He's been in charge of that policy over the last 2 years. He says it is back on the rails. He says, in fact, he finally put it all to bed, bedded it down on Monday, happy now to hand it back to the farmers who are perhaps the ones most affected by it in the immediate term. Let's just remind ourselves of what the minister told us earlier about the safeguards and things he's achieved largely because of new infrastructure.
We are going through the greatest infrastructure build under this government in Australia's rural history, and that's about making water more efficient, closing leaky channels, piping water on a grand scale, moving to drip irrigation. That's actually happening, and the implementation phase, which is going to be extended further, which means it's carried on through the farm communities, naturally, should be returned to those farming communities.
Is the Environment Minister right that they've got the right plan here in implementing and bedding down the Murray-Darling Basin Plan with this focus on the infrastructure build, piping water, things like that? Is that the right way to have taken it?
Well, the Parliament, that's not what the science says, Fran. The science says that we need to return, I'll try and keep the numbers simple. Mm-hmm. So science says we need to return as a minimum 4,000 gig litres of environmental flows to the Murray. The Parliament, under the Labor government, passed legislation that said it should be 3,000 gig litres. So what we have at the moment in actual recovery is about 1,200 gig litres. So we're a long way short. We've made significant progress, but we are a long way short. The challenge that the government now faces is that no matter how you design the scheme or what systems you put in place, the river needs extra water to keep it functioning healthy, and that's the benefit to everybody. There are a couple of issues sort of sitting behind your question. Firstly, many experts have great doubts about the infrastructure savings.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, taxpayers have spent, or will have spent, $10 billion on this reform, and I think they have a right to expect them then to be completed. I mean, imagine if you spent $10 billion upgrading a freeway and we only delivered half the job. Taxpayers would be quite rightly outraged at that process.
In fact, as you've told us, you think, in a sense, that $10 billion has been spent and it's been wasted. The Labor government got it wrong. The current government hasn't fixed it. Communities are frightened about all this. Just briefly, in the time we have left, with a new Prime Minister, the man who was the originator of the $10 billion plan in the first place, Malcolm Turnbull, what does he need to do, in your view, to get it back on track again?
Well, that's actually a very simple answer, Fran. Rather than dividing people, which we have seen on the Murray-Darling reform for the last 5 or 6 years, including under the current government, the Prime Minister and the Minister need to work hard to bring the parties back together. That's what was achieved under John Howard and under the leadership of John Anderson, and also by Malcolm Turnbull when he was Water Minister.
So how do they do that? Just, we've only got a minute to the news, but how do they start doing that?
Well, we need to get the science right, we need to talk to communities, and we need to work with communities to work out the most cost-effective way of delivering the environmental outcomes that all Australians expect from our government.
And so is ongoing monitoring important to that? We no longer have a National Water Commission?
Well, there's two issues there. They should restore the National Water Commission, which this government abolished 2 years ago. They also need to re-establish the Sustainable Rivers Audit. How on earth can you spend $10 billion on a plan to fix a river system when you don't have a system in place to measure its condition?
Peter Cozier, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much, Fran.
Peter Cozier is the director of the Wentworth Group of Concerned Scientists, and they've got some concerns about the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. As the Minister told us earlier, it's all wrapped up, tied up, ready to be implemented by the farmers and the irrigators. Peter Cozier says that's not quite right. In fact, we're at grave risk of risking that $10 billion allocated to this plan so far. You're listening to RN Breakfast. Fran Kelly with you on this Thursday morning, broadcasting from Parliament House in Canberra.